conservative as that one's in the show. He wasn't sure. Should I say like Rabba? And there's a Muslim language that's fine. Maybe I'll try to really like rub this in your chin. The reason why Mincha is it's fine is because of the Chatas, the forgiveness of karma.
Is that really?
Don't worry. Okay, so we are up to Gimel Amud Beis. I was told we left off four lines from the bottom. Is that correct? Okay, four lines from the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. So just a quick summary of what we were talking about. The Gemara presented a contradiction between two words of Reb Shimon. In one place, Reb Shimon said that if you take a mincha and you have any type of thoughts, it's always going to be okay. In another place, Reb Shimon seemed to say that having different thoughts, having different machshavas, would be a problem. So the Gemara presented three answers. There was Rabba's answer, Rabba's answer, and Rav Ashi's answer. Okay, so the Gemara here is picking up. This is basically the end of that conversation. So the Gemara says, Milsa de Pshita le Rabba lahai giso, le Rabba lahai giso. That which Rabba held one direction, Rabba held the other direction. In other words, Rabba held that if you have a machshava, if you have a thought which is clearly not true, right? You say, like, I'm doing this for the type of pan that's not in front of you. So everybody knows you're not telling the truth. So then it's not a problem. Rava held the opposite, that if it's more obvious, then it's more reason it should be a problem. So that which was pashit, it was obvious to Rava one way, and it was obvious to Rava the other way, mibay lele Rav Hoshia. That itself was a shaila. Rav Hoshia had a question about how to understand this. The boy Rav Hoshia, because Rav Hoshia asked, "Va'amrila boy minei Rav Hoshia mei Rav Asi." Some say that Rav Hoshia asked this question to Rav Asi. Mincha l'shum zevach mali amar Reb Shimon. What would be if a person had a mincha, a carbon mincha, and he did one of the processes? He did it for a zevach. He did it for a carbon. In other words, he had a machshava, he had a thought, which was incorrect. So what's his question based on? Time with the Reb Shimon, mishum machshava de minkara lo pasla. Is the reason that Reb Shimon's halacha true? Because if you say a machshava, if you say a thought, which is obviously what you're saying is not true, then the Torah doesn't say it's a problem. B'ha machshava de minkarahu. And if you say I'm doing this mincha for a karbon, for a shechita, it's obvious what you're saying is not true. So therefore, it would be okay. Udilma time with the Reb Shimon. Maybe the reason of Reb Shimon, mishum dechsiv zos toras hamincha, is that that when the Torah expresses the mincha, it says it in a way that sounds like anything for a mincha is okay. But v'zevach lo ksiv. But it didn't express even if you do it for a shechita, even if you do it for a different type of karbon. So basically his question is the reason of Reb Shimon, like we saw earlier, like a rabba, and therefore if you did a mincha for a zevach, it would be okay? Or is the reason really like a rava, and therefore it was only okay if you did it within the category of minchas. But once you extended it to a different category of a zevach, of a shechita, it would be a problem. So Amar le Rav Asi responded, klum higanu l'sav daito she Reb Shimon. He says, I don't know the answer. I don't know what the correct understanding is in the shita of Reb Shimon. Okay, so basically now the Gemara is just going to Chazer to review over the different answers we had and say why he wasn't happy with him. He didn't want to answer like Rabba. We had Rabba on Beis Amud Beis. Rabba said there's a difference about whether if the Machshava was expressed in something which obviously isn't true, then it's better. So he didn't want to say that because of Abaye's questions. Abaye's questions basically were that we find many places where that rule doesn't seem to be true. He didn't want to answer the Pshat and Reb Shimon like Rava. Because Rava asked if it's really because Zos Torahs HaMincha, that anytime the Torah expresses it, it sounds like anything for a Mincha is okay. So we found the same thing by Achatas, a different type of carbon, and the halachas don't line up over there. He didn't want to say Kerav Ashi Lo Meshanila. He didn't want to answer Reb Shimon like Rav Ashi. Because of the question Rav Achabrei the Rava asked on Gimel Amud Beis, that again you have a case in Reb Shimon that doesn't seem to fit the answer you suggested of him. Okay, so basically to summarize the last, if we had to summarize the last daf and a half, basically the Gemara was trying to work out the opinion of Reb Shimon. It comes out now we really have four opinions to put on the table. We had Rabba's answer, Rava's answer, Ravashi's answer. Now we really have a fourth opinion who's really not sure which way to go. Okay, so now we're at the two dots on Dalet Amud Aleph. So now the Gemara is going back to the Mishnah. So just to review quickly, the Mishnah Beis Amud Aleph said, every mincha which a person did the kmitza. Again, the kmitza is when you take out a portion of the mincha with your hand. So if you did it shelo lishma, in other words, when you did it, you had an improper thought. Improper thought would mean you did it for a different type of carbon, or you did it for the wrong type of utensil, etc. So the halacha of the Mishnah was that it's kosher. So kosher means that which you took off, you're allowed to go bring it on the Mizbeach, you're allowed to go burn it up. Kosher also means the rest is allowed to be eaten. It says the Mishnah, but it doesn't work for the owners for their chiyuv. If the owner, whatever the owner was obligated to bring, so it doesn't work, he needs to go bring another one. Mishnah said there's two exceptions. So what were the two exceptions? A minchas chote, means if a person did a sin, so then he's obligated to bring a certain carbon. So the Torah describes if a person doesn't have a lot of money to buy a big animal, so then he'll bring a mincha. So when it comes to that, the halacha is that it doesn't, meaning it's not even kosher, which means that which you took off, you can't put on the mizbeach, and that means the rest can't be eaten. And the other exception was minchas knoos, which is the mincha, which a sota is a woman who goes through the whole process of the husband warning her, and eventually she gets brought to the Beis HaMikdash, so she has to bring a certain carbon. So when it comes to those two, it's not even kosher. You have to redo the whole process, you can't continue. Okay, so the Gemara is trying to figure out, how do we know that those two are true? I understand that the mincha of a person who did an aveira, that it's no good if you had an improper thought, because the Torah refers to it as a chatas, and a chatas is the type of carbon which we already know that if you have an improper thought, it's a problem. So since the Torah referred to this as a chatas, I know it has the same halachas, because it says lo yasim aleha shemen. You shouldn't place her in it oil. You shouldn't put lavona, frankincense, kichatasi, because it's a chatas. So since the Torah referred to the mincha of a person who did an aveira as a chatas, so it should have the same halacha as a chatas, that if you had an improper thought, it's a problem. Ela minchas knos minolan. But how did the Mishnah know that if you did a mincha, that the mincha of a sota, that would be a problem if you had an improper thought? The Tani Tana Kamedur of Nachman, because a Tana was taught, there's a Braisa that was taught in front of Rav Nachman, and it said as follows: Minchas Kenaos Mosru Nedava. If a person separates aside money for the carbon of Sota, right? So let's say she put aside $150, and let's say it only costed $100. So Mosra Nedava. The extra money goes for a Nedava, which basically means that the extra money goes to a certain place of the Beis HaMikdash, which will be used for Karbanos in the future. So Amr Le Shaper Ka Amr. You're right that that's the halacha, that the extra money goes for a Nedava, because Mazkeres Oven Ksivba, because when it's describing the carbon of a Sota, it says Mazkeres Oven, that it remembers the sin. Uvechatas Ksiv, and by Chatas it says Ve'osana Sanlachem Laseis Es Avon Ha'ida. By Chatas it uses the same words Avon. So basically we have a Gzeres Shava, we have a link between the two parashas because of the word Avon. So Ma Chatas Mosra Nedava, just like by a Chatas, the extra money which a person separated aside is donated for Nedavas, for the voluntary Karbonas. So Af Minchas Knos Mosra Nedava. So too, the extra money which was separated aside for the Karbon of a Sota will be used for a Nedava. Okay, so that much the Brice has said. For a different halacha, there's a link between the carbon of a Sota and the carbon of a Chatas. So now the Gemara says, well, let's say there's another link. Ukechatas, ma chatas psula shalolishma. Just like a Chatas, we know that if you have an improper thought, the whole carbon is no good. So af minchas knos psula shalolishma. So too, when it comes to the mincha of a Sota, that's how the Mishnah knew that if you have an improper thought, it's going to be no good. So right now, if we asked, how do the Mishnah know that there's two exceptions? So the answer would be, when it comes to the mincha of a person who did an aveira, the Torah refers to it as a chatas. And by chatas, we know the halacha is an improper thought's a problem. And by sota, basically it's also from chatas, but it's really from a gzeirah shava. It's really from a link, because of the word avon in both parashas, I know to link the two. So the Gemara challenges this. Elameata Asham Yehei Pasal Shalolishmo. If you're right that you can link it because of the word Avon, so it should come out. We have a third case which should be included. And Asham, the Gemara Avon Mechatas. Why don't you learn from Asham to Chatas? If you can learn from Sota to Chatas because of the word Avon, so why don't you learn from Asham to Chatas? And by Asham, it's not true. My answer is donin avon me avon, ve'in donin avono me avon. So the Gemara's answer is you can only say the gzeres shav if it's the exact same word. In other words, by sota and by chatas it says avon, three letters. By asham it says four letters, avono. So because it's a different word, you can't say that gzeres shav. So the Gemara says, is that true? My nafka mina. Why does it make a difference if it's a little bit different of a word? But we learned in the Brice of Rabbi Yishmael, v'shav hakohen u'bo hakohen, zuhi shiva zuhi bia. So without getting into exactly what that's talking about, we see from that conversation that even two words which are different words, you can say gzeirah shava, because the context is the same. It's both describing the Kohen coming, just one place the Torah described it as going, one time coming, but even different words we learn gzeirah shava. So then, how can you answer me that avon and avono is too different? We see even two totally different words you can say exereshav. Va'od ligmar avono, avono me'avon d'shmias hakol. And the va'od's asking, even if you would be right, that you could still learn asham from shmias hakol, from a different parasha d'chsivim lo yagid v'nasa avono. And the Gemara is assuming over there we already know that an improper thought would be a problem. So even if you can't learn Asham, where it says Avono, from Chatas, where it says Avon, so go learn it from a different parasha, where it also says Avono. And you'll come out with the same conclusion. So what the Gemara is challenging is, if you're right that you learned Sota from Gzeirah Shava, you're going to come out with problems of how to answer why Asham you don't also learn out. So Elokika Gamri Greek Gzeirah Shava Lamosar Dadava Huda Gamri. So to answer this, we're really changing. That it must be that we only really had the, we only were makabel, we only had in our mesorah, our tradition, the gzeirah shava, for the one halacha of extra money, where does it go? Just like by achatos, it goes for an adava, it goes for extra karbanos, so too when it comes to the extra money of a sota. V'chitema in gzeirah shava lemechza, and you'll ask, normally we have a rule that says if you have a gzeirah shava, you have to fully link it. So goli rachmona gabi chatos. The answer is, we know from the pasuk by chatos that it's limited, because it says v'shachot osol achatos, you should shecht it for achatos, osol lishmak sheira shelo lishmak psula, meaning osa sounds like it's something specific here. So when it comes to achatos, if you did it for the with the right intent, it's good. If you did it with the wrong intent, it's bad. But it sounds like aval kol kachim, other karbanas besides achatos, then bein lishmon, bein shelo lishmon, ksheirim. Sounds like whether you had a proper thought or an improper thought, it's okay. So basically, if you can't ask in gzeirah shava lemechza, which would be saying if there's really a link, there should be a link for everything. Because here the Torah went out of its way to tell you don't link it for everything. Because it said specifically by chatos, an improper thought is a problem. Sounds like by other karbanos, an improper thought is okay. Okay, so to summarize where we're holding is, we're trying to figure out what's the pshat in the Mishnah. How did the Mishnah know there's two exceptions? Right? The Mishnah said there's two minachos that if you did it with an improper thought, it's a problem. The two are the mincha, which a person who did an aveira brings, and the mincha that a sota brings. Okay? So we suggested the mincha that a person does an aveira is because the Torah refers to it like a chatas. Just like by a chatas, the karban that a person brings, we know an improper thought's a problem. So to the mincha of a chote, if a person did an aveira. And by sota, we said that that's a gzeirah shava linked to the parsha of chatas. So what the Gemara just challenged is it can't be that there's really a link, because then the Mishnah really should have come out that there was another exception by Usham. So basically, where we're holding now is we have to start over. Now we don't know why the Mishnah is true again. So the Gemara says, Ela minchas chote minchas knoos de psulin shlo lishmon minolon. So let's review the original question. Why did the Mishnah say that there's two exceptions, that two minchas, if you did it with the wrong thought, it's a problem? Where do you know that from? Minolan. So the Gemara says, chatos taimamai. Why by chatos, if a person shechted it with a wrong thought, is it a problem? Mishum dechsiv bohi. Because the Torah describes it, chatos hi. Hi is like, it's a chatos. So it's a little bit, it's an extra word. Why did the Torah have to say chatos hi? So the Gemara understands that he, that extra word, is coming to say that improper thought is a problem. So hachanami aksib behuhi. So both by the mincha of a person who did an aveira and by the mincha of a sota, it also says the same extra word of he. So that's right. It's not I learned it from chatos. It's all three have their own source. Because in all three parishes, there's that extra word which sounds like it needs to be done in the proper way. So ask the Gemara Hashem nami aksib behu. He. By Asham also, it has that same extra word. So why by Asham isn't the same halacha true? And my answer is, ha-hu-hu, la-achar haktars imurim hu-lichsib. If you look at in the context where the Torah writes it by Asham, it writes it basically after you shechted it, before you go to burn the stuff, then it says that extra word. Kidetanya, like the Brisa says, by Asham, the Torah says the extra word only later in the process when you're getting ready to burn the stuff. So hu atzmo shelahukdiru imuriv kasha. And we're saying, and you can't say that the Torah is coming to teach you if you had an improper thought in burning the stuff, it's a problem, because we know that even if you didn't burn the stuff at all, it's a problem. So if I forgot to burn it, my carbon's okay. So it can't be worse if I had an improper thought in the burning. So elahu lamali. So if that's true, why did the Torah describe, why did the Torah write the word hu, that extra word by Asham? What's it coming to teach me? For the statement of Rav Huna Amar Rav, who said, Ashem shenitak l'raya, if you had an Ashem, which basically you separated a specific animal for an Ashem, for the carbon of an Ashem, and then let's say the owners brought a different one. So now basically this animal's useless. Right? It was separated for a specific purpose, but now the purpose was already taken care of by a different animal. So what do you do with this animal? So Ashem shenitak l'raya. So the halacha is you basically put it in a, you give it to a farmer and you wait till it gets a mum, it gets a blemish, and then you'll be able to sell it. In the meantime, you can't really do anything. So if an asham, this carbon, which now is useless because the owner took a different carbon and did what he was supposed to do. So this carbon, asham shenitak l'raya, it was given to a shepherd, v'shachdo stam, and somebody shechted it without speaking anything out. It's kasher l'shum ola. It counts for an ola. So why would that be? You have something which was an asham, a specific type of carbon, and we're saying without any change in thought, you shecht it for a different carbon, it's okay. So Rashi explains the reason that's true is because basically when you put it in this flock, what's going to happen is it's going to get a blemish, you're going to sell it, and that money is going to be spent for an ola. So basically the second I give it to the shepherd, the only thing it's left for is an ola. So it's like I already transferred it as an ola. So now, if a person would go and actually shecht it, in other words, we didn't wait for the blemish and take the money, you just shechted it. So it counts for an ola, because the second you gave it to the shepherd, that's what it was going to be used for. But, nitik in lo nitik lo, how do I know that it's only okay if you gave it to the shepherd and then shechted it stam without speaking anything out? What would be if you didn't give it to the shepherd and you had an asham and you just shechted it and you say, can it count it as an ola? So how do you know that that doesn't work? Omar kra hu bavyasa yehe. The Torah says asham hu. It retains its status as an asham until you do something to take it away from its status. So that's why it says the hu in the parsha of asham. So at the end of the day, if in the Mishnah, how do we know the two exceptions? The answer is, both in the parasha of Mincha of Sota and the Mincha of a person who did an Aveira, it says this extra word who or he, which is coming to say you need to do it the right way. And if you'll ask why by Asham did it also say that extra word, the answer is for this different halacha, which is coming to teach that basically it retains its status as an Asham until you do something to take it away from that status. Okay, we're at the two dots on the bottom of Dalam Adala. Okay, this is a new conversation. Amar Rav, Minchas HaOmer Shekamtza Shelo Lishma Psula. If you have a Mincha, the Minchas HaOmer. So the Minchas HaOmer is the carbon we bring, which for us on the second day of Pesach, Tes Zayin Nisan. Okay, so that Mincha, if you did the Kmitza, if you took it out Shelo Lishma, with the wrong intentions, Psula, it's no good. Hol Uba'as Lahatir Velo Hetiru. Since the whole purpose of this carbon is to allow you to eat the new grain, right? There's something called yashan and chadash. Yashan means old grain and chadash means the new grain. So basically what that means is the new grain from this year, at least in Eretz Yisrael, a person's not allowed to eat until this carbon is brought. And, right, a person's not allowed to eat until this carbon is brought. So the whole purpose of this carbon is to allow you to eat all the new grain of the year. So Rav's saying, because the whole purpose was to allow you to eat grain, and that it didn't do, so therefore it's psula. In other words, you can't even put the kmitza on the mizbeach, you can't even eat the rest. The whole purpose was to allow the grain, and once it didn't allow the grain, so it's like you did nothing. Same thing by Asham Nazir. So a Nazir, we know, is a person who takes upon himself to not do certain things. If he becomes tummy, he becomes impure, he has to bring a certain carbon. If you did it for the wrong purpose, it's not with the wrong thought, it's also not going to be good. And the same thing by the Asham, a carbon which a Mitzorah brings. A Mitzorah is somebody who had Tzara'as, for, let's say, speaking Lashon Hara. So the way Rashi explains is that these two are coming to allow him to do something new. In other words, a Nazir who became Tameh, he can only start counting his days again after he brought this carbon. So since the carbon allows him to start counting, and the mitzvah, the carbon allows him to come back into the normal machane, the normal place where people live, those two are not going to be any good. The Gemara speaks it out. Because the point of what they're doing is to allow you to do something, and they didn't do that, so therefore the whole thing's puzzle is not good at all. In other words, you can't put the stuff in the mizbeach, and you can't eat the rest. Okay, Tanan, kol menacha shenikmetu shelo lishman k'sheiros. So the Gemara has an obvious question. When we learned the first Mishnah, the Mishnah said there's how many exceptions? It said all menachas which you did, the improper thought is good, except for two. So Rav said there's a third. So the Gemara says, don't you see in the Mishnah that's not true? Because the Mishnah said, kol menacha shenikmetu shelo lishman k'sheiros, every mincha which you did shalol lishma, you had an improper thought, is kosher. Ela shalol olo labaylam lishum chova, but it didn't exempt the owner from his obligation. Chutz mi minchas choti minchas knos. There's two exceptions, which are totally, totally no good. The mincha of a person who did an aveir and the mincha of a sota. Vim isa rav, if you're right, listening now mi chutz mi minchas haomer. Why didn't the Mishnah say a third category? That the mincha which you bring for the Omer, also if you did it with an improper thought, is a problem. So Rav has three answers to this question. Kikatani ba yachid. The Mishnah was only listing karbanos, which a person brings by himself. But sibur lo katani. But something which comes for all of Klal Yisrael, comes for a group of people, that the Mishnah wasn't talking about. Second answer, kitani ba biglal atzma. The Mishnah was listing minachos which are brought just for themselves, meaning the contrast is, but babiglal zevach lo katani, but the mincha of an omer is always brought with a carbon, so therefore that's a different category. The Tana wasn't talking about that. Third answer, ki katani hanach shein kavul en zman. The Mishnah was only describing minchas which don't have a set time, ha kavul en zman lo katani, but if they have a set time, we weren't talking about it. So basically, Rav is saying there's a third case, which really, if you did it with an improper thoughts, is totally no good. You ask from the Mishnah, so you'll answer the Mishnah was only talking about certain categories, and that's why I left out Minchas HaOmer. Omar Mar, V'cheinat HaOmer Ba'oshem Nazir. So now we're re-quoting the second half of Rav's statement. Rav said, same thing by an Oshem Nazir. So a Nazir became Tamei. So his carbon is going to allow him to start counting his days of Nazirus again. For Asher Mitzora, and the carbon a Mitzora brings, which is going to allow him to come back into the normal Machane. Sheshachten Shalolish Man Psulin, Ho'ul Ubala Hachshir V'lech Shiru. This was Rav's statement, because the whole purpose of the carbon was to allow them to do something, and it didn't allow them, so then the whole thing's puzzle. Meaning, you can't eat the rest, and now you can't even put it on the mizbeach. So it says the Gemara Tanan, kol hazvachim sheshachten shelo lishman k'sheirim, all karbanos which you shechted with an improper thought are kosher. Elo shelo olo labaylam lishum chova, but it doesn't count for the owners. It doesn't exempt the owner from his obligation. Two exceptions: chutz mi pesach v'chatas, the karban pesach, and the category anything which is called a chatas. So ask the Gemara, Im Isa Lisni Nami Chutz Mi Asham Nazir V'Asham Mitzora. Rav, if you're right, the way I understand this question is, if you're right, really the Mishnah should have said, except for a Pesach and except for an Asham. Meaning, Rav, you're saying there's more cases which an improper thought is a problem. So why did the Mishnah say a Pesach, carbon Pesach is a problem and a Chatas is a problem? Why didn't it say an Asham? Tebo L'Hachshir V'lo Echshiru. Which you said an asham is coming to allow you to do something, and therefore an improper thought's a problem. So Rav answers, Kaven deika asham gzeilos v'asham me'ilos de lekapara asu lo psikale. Because you have cases of asham which are coming for kapara, they're not coming lahachshir. They're not coming to allow you to do something new. They're coming to atone for something that you did in the past. So therefore, the Tana didn't want to list it. If it would have said, Pesach and Asham, it would have sounded like every Asham, which you had an improper thought's a problem. And that's not really true, because it really depends. Is the Asham coming to allow you to do something, which the Gemara calls Lahakshir, then Rav says it's a problem. It's just for kapara, if it's just for atonement, to get rid of what you did in the past, then Rav agrees that it's okay. So the Mishnah couldn't have said Asham. It would have been misleading. It would have sounded like every Asham. So the Gemara asks, well, why is this split true? Why is it true that according to Rav, if you have a carbon which is coming to allow you to do something new, then an improper thought's a problem? So you could say the same thing by a carbon which has come to give you atonement. The whole purpose is to give you atonement, and since it didn't give you atonement, so then the whole thing's no good. Now, just like Rav said, because the whole purpose of the minchas, of the asham, of a nazir, is to coming to allow you to do something, and it's not allowing you to do something, so the whole thing's no good. So say, since the whole purpose of an asham in a certain case is to give you kapara, since it didn't give you kapara, the whole thing's no good. So, Amrev Yuriya Matzino Shechalak HaKosav Ben Mechapre Ben Machshir. Basically, we found in another place that when it comes to being machshir, when it comes to allowing you to do something, there's a stringency in the Torah. Where do we find that? Mechaprim isbehu de'osu lachar misa. When it comes to a karbon, which is to give atonement for the person, we find that you do bring it even after the person died. But machshirin les behu de'osu lachar misa. When it comes to a karbon, which is allowing you to do something new, we don't bring that after the person died. Where do we find that? It's not. Ha'isha sheviyah chatasa, a woman, this is talking about a woman who, after she gave birth, must bring certain karbonas. So a woman who brought her chatas, okay, and Rashi has to say, he says that the chatas here is something, and the ola is what's going to be for a kapar. So a woman who brought her chatas, which is the karbon, which is lahakshir, to allow her to do something, umesa, and she dies, yaviu yarshin olasa. So the halacha is, she died in the middle of her bringing the karbonas, so her kids should bring the ola. They'll bring the ola, which is meant for a kapara. So you see that you bring the kapara for her, even though she's dead. But the contrast, olasa umesa, if she just brought her ola and then she died, lo yavia yarshin chatasa. The kids don't bring the chatas. Sorry? For the Avera?
Yeah, so what I was thinking.
Everything else.
You don't find that just dying is Mechaper for an Avera. In Sanhedrin, it describes if a person's Chayiv Misa, so as he's going out, you tell him, if you do tshuva, you'll get kapar. You don't find that the Mishnah is clear that he has to do tshuva also. You don't find that just dying would be.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
What did you say? So what the Gemara is saying is, you see that there's a stringency of a machshir, a carbon which is coming to allow you to do something, over a carbon which is coming to give kapara. What's the stringency? That when it comes to kapara, you bring it even after the person died. When it comes lahachshir, when it comes to allow him to do something, you don't bring it after the person died. So since we found that stringency, that was Rav's basically source to make this split, that a mincha, that a carbon which is lahachshir, that a carbon which is coming to allow you to do something is more stringent, that if you did it with the wrong intent, the whole thing's no good. Even though Rav agrees that a carbon which is meant for an atonement, if you did it with the wrong intent, then you can still bring it on the Mizbeach, etc. So Maskef le Rabbi Yehuda b'Reidi Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. So Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, asked, "Machshira nami mi lesbu da'osa lachar misa?" You phrased it as, you never find a carbon which is brought, which the purpose of the carbon is to allow the person to do something, that's brought after he's dead. Is that true? But it's not. We learned in a Mishnah, "Hamafrish mo'os l'nezirusa lo nenin v'lo mo'olin." A person who separated money for the karbonas of a nazir. So basically, he didn't Nazir brings many different karbanos. So this person we're talking about just set aside, here's, put $100 on the table. He didn't say this is for this karban, this is for that karban. He just put $100 on the table. So the halacha is lo nenen. He's not allowed to get benefit from the money. Rashi says it's only to rabbanon. But velo moalin. But normally there's a halacha, something which is hektish. If a person gets benefit from it, then he's over on me'ilah. Me'ilah, in simple terms, is stealing from the Beis HaMikdash. And there's certain halachas that change. So when it comes to this money, which the guy put $100 on the table for all his karbanos, so the halacha is there's no me'ilah. Rashi says, because included in the karbanos is a shlamim where there's no me'ilah, and all the money is unidentified. So basically, we can't say clearly this money is for the karban which has me'ilah. So it's all unidentified in a group, and included in that group is a karban which doesn't have the halacha of me'ilah. So all the money doesn't have the halacha of me'ilah. Bipnei shiru'yin lavo kulan shlamim. That's what the Gemara is speaking out. Because all this money could be brought as a shlamim. So that's why there's no halacha of me'ilah. Okay, mace. Let's say this guy who set aside this $100 for his nazir, he died. V'haylo mo'us stumen. The money was unidentified. Yiplu l'nedava. So the halacha is you'll take the money and you give it for, basically you give it to the donation to Beis HaMikdash to buy extra karbonos. Mifu Russian. Let's say he set aside, this is for my Ola, this is for my Shlomim, etc. So, Demechatos, Yoloch Yamamelach. The money that was set aside for the Chatos, you throw in the ocean. Why would you throw it in the ocean? You can't use it. Rashi says, just like if it was a Chatos, if it was an animal and you separated it as a Chatos and the owner died, so basically you can't do anything with it. So, this money represents that. So, you can't do anything with money, so basically, it's never going to die, so you might as well just throw it in the ocean. Lo nenin v'lomoelin. You can't get benefit from it. And you also can't do me'ilah. So here you can't do me'ilah. Rashi says it's like a behema, it's like an animal which is omid lemisa. It's on its way out to be killed. So basically, because there's no purpose to it anymore, so then there's no parsha of me'ilah. So this money is a representation of that type of animal. Demei Ola, the money which he set aside for the Ola of the Nazir. Yavi behen Ola. So you should bring, again, we're talking after this guy died. Right? He separated, this is for my Chatas, this is for my Ola, then he died. So the Chatas, we said, throw the money in the ocean. The Ola, Yavi behen Ola. You should bring the Ola after he died. Umolin behen, and there is the parish of Me'ilah on that money. Demei Shlomim, the money which he set aside for the Shlomim. Yavi behen shlomim, you should bring a shlomim after he died. V'nechlin liyom echad, and it needs to be eaten on the first day. V'ein teunim lechem, and you don't need to bring with it lechem, the bread. Okay, so what is the Gemara trying to prove from here? V'ola v'shlomim de nazir de machshirin ninu. The purpose of an ola and a shlomim of a nazir is to be machshir him. It's to allow him basically to end his. We're talking about this is not a nazir who became tummy. This is a normal nazir. So it's lahachshir. It's coming to allow him to eat wine again, to cut his hair again. And even though the purpose of the karban is to allow him to do something, you still see you bring it after he's dead. In other words, the whole split we were saying before is you never find that when it's the purpose of the karban is to allow you to do something, that you bring it after he's dead. You only find that when it's for atonement. And that was Rav's source to make a split between different types of karbanos, lahachshir or lakapar. The Gemara is saying it's not true. You find by nazir the same split, that by nazir, where the purpose of the karban is lahachshir, to allow him to do something new, and still there's the leniency that you bring it after he's dead. So Amra Papa, Hachi Ka'am Reb Yirmiya. So Reb Yirmiya answered on behalf of Rav, Lo matzino hechsher kavua debala achar misa. This is what Rav meant. You never find something which is needed that comes la achar misa. With the nazir, and you're asking me from nazir, where you see that you brought a carbon which is la hachshir even after he's dead, that's hechsher she'ena kavuahu. That's a hechsher, that's something which allows him to do something that's not kavua. It's not always there. What does that mean? The Omar Mar, gilach al echad mishlosh den yatza. Because the halacha is, if a person shaved his head al echad mishloshtan, basically after doing one of the three karbanas, he didn't bring all the karbanas, so then it's good. So as much as the Torah says you have to bring an ola and a chatas and a shlamim, the halacha is if you don't bring all three, you're also okay. So basically, there's a leniency in that parsha itself that you see it's not even necessary. Rav was saying, in things which are necessary, you never find something which is lahakshar, something which is coming to allow you to do something that's brought out after Misa. You only find that if the purpose of the karban is for kapar, to give you atonement. What you found by Nazir, that you do bring it even after Misa, that's a certain leniency. It's a little different. By Nazir, you don't even have to bring it in the first place. So maybe that's where you have the leniency, that if you bring it after he's dead. Something which you have to bring, then you never find this leniency. Okay, so maybe we'll hold here and pick up here tomorrow.